being launched today. It starts the 9th of October. Can it possibly be as good as it used to be?
Well, with 134 events from 23 countries, numerous premieres over 3 weeks, yes, of course. I think it's going to be a wonderful new event for the city and a truly civic event, if I can put it that way, of arts and ideas, but of international stature and appeal.
We have to be careful we don't call it the Belfast Festival at Queen's because it just rolls off the tongue. It's understandable maybe that Queen's pulled out when you consider even today we're hearing about the Ulster University having to drop modern language courses as and from next time round up at Coleraine campus. The universities are well and truly stretched, but the arts world is stretched, isn't it?
It is, and indeed the arts have been disproportionately hit by the budget cuts. I should say once again, disproportionately hit. But we're a very resilient community. We've a lot to celebrate here in the city. We've got great artists working amongst us. And we've also wonderful world-renowned artists who want to visit us. So there's much to celebrate here this morning. We're speaking to you from the Mac. And as I say, we're launching this new event.
And what would your buzz highlights be if you were to sell it to people who might have their hand in their pocket saying, right, I'm going to spend a bit of money from the 9th of October onwards and I'm going to embrace a bit of culture. What would you be teasing them with?
Well, we've got, as I say, we've got a huge range of events, but I think this year what's very special is a wonderful focus on arts and culture from India and Mexico. We've got a wide range of spoken word and physical theatre and contemporary dance from acclaimed stage artists across the globe, and we've got a selection of new collaborative work and installations from the edges of Europe. The Indian work is particularly something that I'm very proud of indeed. And we have the multi-sensory and spectacular The Kitchen coming to the Grand Opera House, a fusion of music, theatre and cooking on stage at the Opera House, and one not to be missed. And we've also got terrific work, terrific music work. The BBC Big Band pays us a visit, not in a concert format, but they're inviting us to dress up and get up and dance in a big swing dance at the Ulster Hall. And they'll be playing the timeless music of Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra for our audiences. We also have the legendary Georgie Fame coming back to us, but this time in a very rare and intimate setting of the Black Box. So if you want to get up close and personal with a great jazz and blues performer, please come to the Black Box for Georgie Fame. There's so many events, Frank. I could go on for hours.
Yeah, and I suppose you spent, you know, months trying to tie people down. Do you? Is it a bit like the, I suppose, in sporting parlance, the window being open for the transfers, and you try to get the biggest names you can, and eventually you have to close the window because you've got to get them to sign on the dotted line. Is it difficult to get, say, people who do Edinburgh to come to Belfast?
Well, it can be very challenging, you know, but because, you know, we aren't Edinburgh, we aren't London, we aren't Dublin. Yet there is something here in Belfast that is beginning to make artists want to come and visit us. I mean, last year, you'll remember, we had Charlotte Rampling with us, and it was the first time she'd been to Belfast. She was absolutely thrilled with the reaction, and that's the response we get from artists. So it's no surprise that, you know, you talk about opportunities and windows. Well, we're bringing in this year a piece called To Break the Window of Opportunity by two of Europe's leading and younger members of the theatrical fraternity. And, you know, this is another UK and Irish premiere. And one of the characteristics, Frank, of this year's festival is the number of premieres. In other words, work that's not been seen by our audiences here in Northern Ireland, but also hasn't been seen within these islands. I mentioned The Kitchen, but another one which I'm very attached to myself is a piece called Hello by a wonderful pioneer of the Cirque Nouveau movement from Europe, Martin Zimmerman. And he brings his work Hello to us immediately after his New York season. And that's the sort of reaction we're getting from artists across the globe. We're now on the radar. They want to come to Belfast. They've heard about the great audiences that we have and the wonderful hospitality that we show them here in the city. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that the festival goes from strength to strength.
It's an amazing 24 days of it. If people want to get the full festival programme, how do they go about that?
Right. The best way is to get in front of a computer screen and go to www.BelfastInternationalArtsFestival.com. All the program details are there. You can also add yourself to a mailing list. We can get a copy of the hard copy of the program to people as well.
Yeah, was there major cutbacks as far as the hard copies were concerned, or are you printing quite a few of them?
Oh, no, we're still printing quite a few of those, and they just arrived last night, and they look terrific.
Yeah, you see, some people would say that when you're tight on budget, that could be money wasted.
Well, I think the important thing is there's no good having a beautiful kitchen if you can't cook in it. And the thing about this is, you know, we have great artists coming to it, but we've got to let people know about it. So this is why I'm so delighted I'm able to speak to listeners of U105 this morning, live here from the Mac, as I say. But also the print run is very important. The website's important to us. And, you know, we like to get the message out there because it is a good one, not just for our own communities, but for the wider world. This is a good news story for Northern Ireland.
Well, Richard, let's hope it's an amazing success for you. I know the Thanks. Arts have certainly been challenged and money isn't as flush maybe as it was in the past, but we'll be keeping a close eye for the month that it runs. It starts on the 7th of October, being launched today.
9th of October.
The 9th of October. Good speaking to you, Richard. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That's Richard Wakeley, and it's the Ulster Bank Belfast International Arts Festival. And as Richard says there, it starts on the 9th of October. And indeed, Adrian Dunbar is going to be performing on the opening night. Loads happening. And you can get a full festival programme online, and you can check out what is on offer over those 24 days.